This is WKAR Online. The signing of slugger Prince Fielder was supposed to lead the Detroit Tigers to the American League Central Division crown and the playoffs this year, but so far they've struggled. At the All-Star game break, Detroit is in third place, behind Chicago and Cleveland, 3.5 games out of first. A 5-game winning streak heading into the break is cause for optimism, though. WKAR's Scott Paul spoke with Lynn Henning, who covers the Tigers for the Detroit News, about what went wrong in the first half of the season. He says the bottom half of the lineup hasn't been hitting and the defense hasn't been good.
You had all of these pistons here in this V8 engine that just weren't doing anything. And that's how you end up with a record here at midseason that not many people would have thought possible for a team this loaded with talent. But I think it speaks, too, to the fact that if they get a couple of bats going, and it looks now as if that might be the case, they could have a little stronger second half here and still win a division that's winnable.
The defense was poor at times, though, wasn't it?
Very much. And you knew out of the gate. That was the thing that I really wrote about, had to write about, the first day that the Fielder signing was made, and not anybody wanted to hear it around here. They were all so excited for two reasons. Prince Fielder was coming to the batting order, and Brandon Inge was going to be knocked off third base. So they didn't want to hear about this thing called defense. And yet you knew, Scott, that defense was going to be pivotal and critical, and that it was going to be substandard. And it has been. Clearly, they're not going to make any changes at the corners. And Miguel Cabrera, though, has been the surprise on the plus side in that he has played so well there. Their real big problem in the infield is at second base, as we know. And Dave Dombrowski is trying to get that patched. But this trade market ahead of the July 31st deadline is historically bad as we've ever seen. And it's going to be difficult to get that replacement part, although it seems as though Dombrowski, when he's on safari, comes back with some kind of big game, and I expect him to make some kind of deal.
How would you evaluate the starting pitching and the relief pitching in the first half?
Good, and the only thing that's really hurt them is health, with Fister having been on the disabled list for combined, 5 weeks? I can't believe they've really played as well as they have, given that they had so many hitters that weren't doing anything. And when you look at the fact Drew Smyly was gone for a couple of weeks, they've acquitted themselves very well with their pitching. And I think if you're going to look at the Tigers over the second half, it's the pitching that you still bet on. The challenge is going to be that you've got a good White Sox team there that also is getting good pitching. It's going to be incumbent on the Tigers to put together a very, very strong September because they've got a brutal schedule over these next 60 days. But they're also a team that is capable of producing a big kick finish, and that's because their pitching's intact.
All right, Lynn, the odds that the Tigers make the playoffs or win the division?
50-50 in my mind. This has been a very puzzling season, as we all agree. And I still can't really get a handle on it, Scott, because I don't know that all of the pieces that they're going to have over the second half are in place yet. Even though it's a tough trademark, I always look to Dombrowski to come away with some kind of answer for a critical need. And second base is that primary need right now. If they would be able to patch up there with their pitching and with those big bats that they've got stacked in the middle, you could certainly, again, make a case for them playing well enough and defeating the White Sox in head-to-heads or the Indians or whoever else might be there and eking out the division. But I put that, again, at no better than 50-50 because this is going to be an extremely difficult 8 weeks that they're confronting here now. And if they're too far behind, that is a lot of catch-up to try to put together in the final 3 weeks. So it's a good team, and good teams tend to figure out a way to win, and yet they're not the only good team right now in that division.